And hi again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of If You Don't Like That. Today's show is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com. And remember, if you happen to have an emergency in the middle of the night, no problem. New Works will be there with their 24/7 service. That's newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. Yesterday, we celebrated the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I often wonder, and many people often wonder, what would the great Reverend say if he could look at where we are as a society in 2023? Personally, I feel that he would be very sad about the lack of progress that we have made in many areas when it involves race in the United States. One of my favorite lines from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was, "Our lives begin to end the day we remain silent about things that matter." Unfortunately, in America, too many people remain silent about things that matter. And once again, it was reinforced when a few days ago in the New York Post, Phil Mushnick wrote another column about Doug Adler, who was a guest on my podcast back in January of 2021. Doug was fired by ESPN, and I'll let Phil Mushnick tell it by his words rather than my words. The story was dated January 14th, 2023, and the headline read, "Ex-ESPN tennis analyst Doug Adler remains unjustly sidelined over racist lie." He begins the story this way: "Forgive me, but it remains no less outrageous today than in 2017, and I continue to write it because I don't know what else to do. I can't suffer in silence what ESPN did and continues to do to an innocent man. Who wouldn't be eager to unshackle a man convicted and sentenced to a life of despair and misery based on a single bogus claim, quickly followed by a mad rush to judgment based on zero evidence? With the start of the Australian Open on ESPN on Sunday, ESPN's bosses from Disney CEO Bob Iger to ESPN chair Jimmy Pitaro, and who all played and still play a role in the logic-defying persecution and prosecution of an innocent man, have another opportunity to admit that what they did to longtime tennis analyst Doug Adler was cruel and cowardly, making for a lasting injustice. Why are those in position to remedy an indisputable wrong avoiding their responsibility and accountability, not to mention consciousness? To refresh, Adler was summarily fired for racism in the first degree when during the 2017 Australian Open, he praised Venus Williams with this, quote, 'You see Venus move in and put the gorilla effect on?' And then to make himself absolutely clear, he added, 'charging,' as in charging the net. Also known as poaching, the use of ambush or gorilla," and I'll spell it the way Phil wrote it, G-U-E-R-R-I-L-L-A. Again, let me start over. "Also known as poaching, the use of ambush or gorilla tactics had become so commonplace that Nike had previously produced a TV ad series in which Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi played gorilla tennis." Again, G-U-E. He goes on and writes, "To that end, I challenge any and all Disney and ESPN shot callers to appear in a public forum. Listen to Adler's actual words on tape. Quote, 'You see Venus move in and put the gorilla effect on, charging?' End quote. Then declare in public that Adler, for no apparent reason nor sensible context, called her a gorilla, G-O-R. In an act of revolting cowardice, ESPN, instead of defending Adler from such a ludicrous claim, issued on Twitter by an attention-hungry and reckless New York Times tennis stringer, immediately fired Adler as a racist. Up at ESPN, it quickly became run for your life. The New York Times may come after us in its next day's edition. Act fast, fire that guy, ASAP. Defense, defense." But the Times, likely because it knew its stringer was dead wrong, did nothing. The Times just let it go, never mentioning the injustice that had befallen Adler based on a Times reporter's fabrication or, at best, twisted guesswork. Put it this way, had Adler called Williams a gorilla, G-O-R, that would have been page one in the New York Times. Still, the Times paragon of reporting social injustice from near and far has allowed the injustice it helped perpetrate against Adler from within, then acted as if it were none of its business. And still, not a word. And 6 years later, no Disney or ESPN exec has had the decency to act on Adler's behalf. Let him write. Weeks after his termination as a racist, he suffered a heart attack to add to his destroyed career, reputation, and mental health. You think ESPN even knew that Adler, an All-American at Southern Cal, annually hosted, with no pay, a tennis clinic for poor black kids in Washington? The entire sports media and tennis world, including the social injustice activist Williams sisters, played stupid or unconcerned. They didn't want to be involved in such an unpleasant matter. The truth be damned. ESPN's John McEnroe and Chris Evert aren't nearly the candid, truth-be-told tennis commentators we hear and read about. Even if an innocent man was sentenced to life, there was, a racial element, thus to hell with the truth. So why doesn't Disney ESPN display the courage of its convictions? Play the tape in public of what Adler said, then declare in a public forum that he called Williams a gorilla, G-O-R. It won't happen, because it didn't happen. And did Disney ESPN bosses know it? Yet Robert Griffin III, a black ex-NFL quarterback and now a nonsensical ESPN football analyst, last month let a slip a grotesque slur for African Americans. Fired? Suspended? Publicly censored? Nope, nothing. ESPN just let it slide. So Doug Adler, 65 this week, for a sixth consecutive Australian Open, sits and awaits vindication, maybe even an apology. That won't be coming. You can't shame the shameless. And everyone who allowed this to happen to him, with not a word of dissent then or now, are guilty of rank, inhumane cowardice. They continue to allow this destruction of an innocent man. I'll never know, but I doubt very much that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would have remained silent. I doubt very much that he would have just stayed and hid and not commented on what happened to Doug Adler and so many others in this country. Again, as the great Reverend said, our lives begin to end the day we remain silent about things that matter. No way in the world would Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. have remained silent after what happened to Doug Adler and the firing by ESPN. I had Doug on my podcast back in January of 2021. I encourage you to go back and listen to it. It's one of my favorite episodes. I have quoted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. often on my podcast and my work, including another line that I can relate to very well. Here's an excerpt from that interview. Martin Luther King once said, "In the end, we will not remember the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends." Do you have any friends that let you down?
Couple. Yeah. Not too many. But you definitely do learn who your friends are in a time of crisis. And I would say I was let down most by the folks that I had worked with over the past 15 years, because they were the ones that not only continually hired me and talked me up for working the biggest jobs in the world, but also my commentator friends that never questioned who I was as an individual, but didn't have the balls to step forward, other than, like I said, like one or two guys actually said something to the press. But the actual big name guys, the ones that everybody knows, men or women, They just were silent. And all I learned from that, Grant, I don't ever have to speak to them ever again.
Good for you.
And the silence of even the Williams sisters. Everyone talks about seeing something go wrong and not being silent and doing something or saying something about it. That applies to everyone.
Amen. Spot on. That was spot on by Doug Adler. And again, Martin Luther King, two lines that I use over and over again on this podcast. Our lives begin to end the day we remain silent about things that matter. How come Venus Williams didn't come to the defense of Doug Adler? Serena, Venus, quiet. Not a word. Chris Evert, silent. Martina Navratilova, silent. John McEnroe, silent. Patrick McEnroe, silent. Where were those in the world of tennis who know all about the guerrilla tactics, G-U-E? They remained silent because they didn't want to get involved with anything to do with race and perceived racism by an idiot stringer from the New York Times. Our lives begin to end the day we remain silent about things that matter. So if you talk about, are we making progress in this country? No. No, we're not. We're not making progress when an innocent man like Doug Adler, okay, can go through what he's been dealing with for the last 5 to 6 years. It's wrong. It's flat out wrong. And there are many others that fit into that category. So progress? Now, you want to put end racism on the field when you watch an NFL game? What a bunch of garbage. You know, it's an outrage. You want to allow players to put social justice slogans on the back of their helmets? What a disgrace. It's an outrage. You know, it's all for posturing. It's all for quote-unquote political correctness. It doesn't mean a damn thing. Because in the real world, we have so much to do. We are so far apart. And when a man like Doug Adler, okay, can lose his job, his career, have his health affected, and be labeled, a label that will stay with him forever because he used a term that is known in tennis, not G-O-R, but G-U-E-R. Doug Adler, thank goodness for Phil Mushnick. Thank goodness for Phil, who will not remain silent and will not have to worry about his life ending because he turned his head the other way and zipped up his lips. Good for Phil, and a shame on the Williams sisters and all those others that I just mentioned and many, many more in our society. So as I started off this podcast, I asked, what would the great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. say if he could look at what happened to Doug Adler? I'll tell you what he would say. He would come out and speak on the behalf of Doug Adler. He would be appalled. He would be outraged. He would be bothered. And he'd be bothered by many other things that continue to go on in this country in 2023. It is now time for our Crowd Ultra Q&A. Just go to crowdultra.com and maybe I'll answer your question on my next podcast. Adam asked, how would you grade Mike McDaniel's first season? I'd probably grade it a B. I mean, they were rolling right along. They lost to San Francisco. They lost to the Chargers. They lost to Buffalo. They lost to Green Bay. I mean, they had a horrendous end to the season. Yeah, I understand the Tua situation, and I get all of that. I thought the debacle at the end of the playoff game against Buffalo is a big blemish on his record. So I would give him a B, maybe a between a B and a B plus, Adam. I have to look at the entire body of work, but no more than an 85 to an 86. Jake asked, what do you think about Mac McClung participating in the dunk contest as a G League player? Jake, I wasn't even aware of that until you just brought it to my attention. I think it's awful. I think it's terrible. I think the league should just have the NBA All-Star game. It shouldn't involve the WNBA. It shouldn't involve the G League. It has nothing to do with those two leagues. It's the NBA All-Star weekend. Keep it NBA All-Star weekend. I've always said that. Again, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. Andre ask, what is your take on Dobbins criticizing Huntley after their loss to the Bengals? Unprofessional, uncalled for. I mean, it just makes Huntley look terrible. He basically said if we had Lamar Jackson, we would have won the game easily, I believe is what he said. It's just terrible. Keep your mouth closed. Jackson asked, where would you rank the Alamodome among NBA arenas? Well, the Alamodome is built for football, not basketball. So it's a terrible NBA arena. I was announced many games in there, but again, it wasn't a basketball facility. It was a football arena that they turned into with curtains, a basketball arena. So it's not very good. Not very good at all. Dave wants to know, am I surprised that Myers Leonard is getting a workout with the Lakers? No, I'm surprised that it's taken so long for him to get a workout with the team. That's what surprises me. David wants to know, is it likely Kevin Durant surpasses LeBron James for the scoring record before he retires? Well, LeBron doesn't have the scoring record either. Okay, so let's wait and see if LeBron gets the scoring record. I know you didn't ask the question in that way. I will say no, he will not. I'll just say no, he will not. Just go to crowdultra.com and maybe I'll answer your question on my next podcast.
It's time for Brent.
Great news. Zoom180.com is up and available. You can order your flashlight now. Just go to Zoom180.com. This is a revolutionary new flashlight. It is incredible. It has illumination of 180 degrees. You don't need to point the flashlight. You just turn it on, and it has an incredible depth of field. If you're an outdoorsman, if you have big property, all right, if you want to go and you hunt, or you are in a big space that needs additional light, you will love what you find with the Zoom 180 flashlight. Just go to zoom180.com. Can we please stop talking about where Tom Brady is going to play next year? The guy's 45 years old. He's had an incredible career. I don't think there's any debate. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. But last night, he showed everyone that it's time to retire. All right, he can't play anymore at the level needed to get the job done. And certainly, I'm not blaming the loss last night on just him. But if you have eyes, you saw what I saw and what everyone else saw. Tom Brady's career is over. Finally, all right, and it should be over. Time to move on, go to the broadcast booth, do what you're ever going to do. Not taking anything away from Dallas. They played a solid game. Dak Prescott was excellent. The defense was excellent, but Tom Brady was awful, absolutely terrible. And it's not like he just was terrible last night, okay? You could see the diminishing skills about the midway part of this season. People are going to blame it on his family life. Hell no, you don't blame it on his family life. Throwing a football is throwing a football, and quite frankly, he just doesn't have it anymore. So I'm tired of the talk about where Brady is going to play next year. If I'm a general manager of an NFL team, even if I think it's a good team like the Raiders or another team, the last guy that I'm going to be calling is Tom Brady. All right, we need to move on from that, please. And that's my rant for today. And that is my podcast for today. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Don't forget to join me tomorrow on my YouTube live channel, 3 o'clock, Jerry Reynolds. And then I'll be on at halftime of the Kings Lakers. And then after the game as well on YouTube Live. So long, everybody.